Surprise everyone and welcome to the 100th episode of Surprise Guest with Pia Arcangel. Nako, isang malaking sorpresa ang handog namin para sa inyo ngayong araw dahil ito na ang ika-100th episode. And as usual, ako ay makakatanggap ng isang set of clues para malaman natin kung sino ang ating surprise guest at huhulaan natin ang kanyang identity ngayong araw na ito. Okay, first clue. Recently won sa New York Festivals. And then, okay, nako, marami yan. So, GMA to for sure. Public affairs. Okay. He makes documentaries from outlining to editing. Okay. Journalist na lumipat from ABS-CBN to GMA7. Okay. I am guessing na ang surprise guest natin for today ay walang iba kundi si Mr. Atom Araulio. Kasi dead giveaway na dyan yung New York Festival winner. Is that you, Atom?
Ang dali naman nito. Ang dali naman ang clues.
Na-frustrate ka ba? Kasi sobrang dali.
Sadong madaling. Sana hirapan ka pa ng konti.
Oo nga. Hirap na hirap ako, Atom. Pinagpapawisan ako dito. How are you, Atom? Uy, good to see you. Mukhang bihis ka na. Ready ka na to go for your newscast this evening?
Hindi pa naman. Siyempre, nagsuot ako ng may kwelyo for you.
Ah, akala ko pambahay mo yan.
Mabuti naman. Akala ko kanina, ang style, magbibigay ako ng clue. Tapos may naisip na akong clue for you, pero dead giveaway din.
Ano dapat yung clue mo?
Sabihin ko sana, success!
Perfect clue na yon. Para i-explain ko doon sa mga nakikinig sa atin kasi si Atom pag nasasaksihan, yung kanyang pagsabi ng success, bigay na bigay eh, di ba? With matching hand movement. Ay, thumbs up, di ba?
Thumbs up.
Success! Akala ko, dapat pala Atom, para mahirapan ako ng konti, yung clue is, dati kitang minakeupan. Naalala mo ba yon?
Sa Archangel.
Yes! Oo! Naalala mo?
Oh, yes! Wow, that must have been like more than 10 years ago.
10 lang ba? Baka more than, pa.
More than. Oo nga, more than.
Oo. Mas shocking siguro kung mga last week lang yon.
20 years ago? It's possible, no?
Yes, kasi I stayed in Archangel until 2010. Hanggang 2010 lang ako. So, almost 15 years ago.
It's possible. My gosh.
Yes, it's possible. Sabi ko, nako, napaka-cute naman itong baguettes na to. Mamakeupan nga.
Ngayon, ano na.
Baguettes pa rin.
Baguettes at heart.
O Atom, kwento mo naman sa amin, ano, since nabanggit ko na yung recent win mo sa New York Festival, nabibilang mo pa ba sa isang kamay or sa dalawang kamay ang mga panalo mo sa mga international award-giving bodies?
O, sobra naman kayo. Actually, sobrang thankful, syempre, na na-recognize yung mga documentaries natin this year. Pero it sounds like lip service, pero yung ganitong mga docus naman talagang ano yan eh. Produkto yan ng napakaraming tao na nagko-contribute from the researchers to the producers, mga PA, syempre yung EP, yung AP, ano yun, hindi biro yung pinagdadaanan nila, tsaka they have to deal with me. They have to live with me.
Why do you make it sound difficult?
Kasi sometimes I can be demanding also. Pag kunyari, I'm really, lalo na when I really like the story, parang I really believe that, you know, we can go the extra mile to make this a special story. So, I mean, sanay na naman sila.
Wait, how hands-on are you ba kapag pagdating sa mga documentaries mo?
I'm very hands-on eh. I don't know, maybe to a fault. Sometimes kasi from the selection of the stories, tapos yung alam mo naman yung process na yan eh, syempre pipili muna kayo ng topic, so parang dun pa lang grabe na yung back and forth kasi you have to pick a topic that's kind of timely or something na you can say something new or, you know, hopefully something na ano rin, interesting din para sa audience, tapos pipili ka ng mga case studies. So yung research stage, yung pre-prod na tinatawag, mahaba yan, and then you decide on the topic, you go on field. Sa field, ano rin yun, matinding collaboration din yun kasi makikipag-usap ka sa director mo, ano ba yung mga shots na kailangan, ano ba yung magandang framing ng mga interviews, ano ba yung mga material, tapos post-prod. Nako, dito sumasakit ang ulo madalas sa akin ng mga kasama ko sa team kasi I'm very particular with the look that I want for a particular story, even down to the scoring and also the graphic. So, you know, can be quite tedious. Pero I think at the end of the day, enjoy din naman. Tsaka when we get recognized, syempre, everything is worth it. Na-justify naman, pwede ko sabihin sa kanila na, oh, di ba, worth it naman.
O parang mas sweet rin yung reward kasi you were very hands-on from the beginning, di ba?
Absolutely, absolutely. Tsaka ano rin, at the end of the day, these awards are only important to us. Kasi parang it gives us the fuel, the motivation to keep getting better. Kasi it's kind of a demanding job, eh, di ba? So parang minsan can be tiring, can be very stressful, but when you get that kind of recognition, parang nafe-feel mo talaga na, wow, parang gusto ko pang gumawa ulit. Gusto ko pang galingan.
Ah, you know, Atom, when you describe the way you do your work, and when I see the way you work also, parang talaga ikaw yung typical journalist na, yung super hardcore journalist na, I had always thought that this was something that you had planned from the very beginning. Kasi diba napapanood ka namin ng TV, bata ka pa lang, you were doing Five and Up. Yun, and then you became a news correspondent. So I was so surprised to find out nung nagkukwentuhan tayo na hindi pala mass comm or broadcast ang naging course mo in college.
Hindi talaga. Actually, everything began with Five and Up. So I was a child, no? When I started working on TV. And I guess parang, kumbaga, I got bit by the production bug or the media bug early on. But I never really wanted or hindi ko talaga pinangarap na magtrabaho for TV. Kasi pagkatapos ng Five and Up, parang nag-move on na naman lahat eh. Karoon na kami ng kanya-kanyang buhay. I studied in Philippine Science. So biglang naging focus ko is more science, research, technology, etc. And then I studied applied physics in UP. Pero parang it's the kind of job that keeps pulling you back eh. You know, yung parang akala mo, tapos ka na, pero biglang yung mga friends mo, yung iba, nag-work pa rin sa television, nag-work pa rin sa broadcasting. Parang, uy, ato, meron kami ganitong project. Gusto mo mag-guest sa Art Angel?
Yung pala yung ano, humatak sa iyo pabalik, di ba?
No, so, and then when I graduated, pagod din ako sa course ko kasi yung applied physics, 5 years yan eh. And then you go through a very intense thesis process. But usually people who study in the sciences, parang ang immediate next step niyan, mag-master's ka, tapos mag-doctorate ka, etc. So, imagine ko na, my God, parang isang dekada pa ako sa academe, parang baka pwedeng magpahinga muna ako. Ganun. So when I was on that break, nag-gravitate ako naturally. Kasi syempre, ayoko naman tumambay lang sa bahay. But nag-gravitate ako naturally towards doing work for TV. So nag-host ako ng morning shows. And then nagkaroon ng opening for a researcher. Tapos parang isip ko, parang alam ko na to eh. Siguro gusto kong balikan. But this time as somebody who works behind the scenes. And then, ayun, enjoy eh. After everything, after all of the hard work, you know, I don't wanna kind of sugarcoat it. It's glamorous enough as it is, no? So parang I always tell younger generation of journalists and students na be prepared to work hard. But at the end of the day, it's really enjoyable. You have a lot of adventures, you meet a lot of interesting people. So parang I would recommend it highly.
So the whole time that you were studying applied physics, imagine of all the STEM courses, hindi lang siya, you know, bio or chemistry, talaga applied physics, ato? So nung nag-aaral ka ng applied physics, what was your plan? I mean, what career path were you looking at?
Sa totoo lang, meron kasing, ano yan eh, before getting into college, merong process of discernment yan eh. Lahat ng nag-aaral o gustong mag-aral ng college, dadaan dyan. Which is, ano ba yung gusto kong aralin? For others, part ng discernment na yun is imagining what they want to be in the future. Meaning, ano yung trabaho na gusto nilang gawin in the future. But for me, tinanggal ko yung pressure na yun eh, early on. Kasi sabi ko, hindi ko naman talaga alam eh. Pipili na lang ako ng subject na parang gusto ko talagang aralin. Kasi wala lang, parang sounds interesting. Eh, nanonood ako na ng mga documentary. Alam mo? Yun, may mga interest na ako sa documentaries. But I was watching documentaries about Stephen Hawking, ganyan, about the universe, about black holes and all of that. So sabi ko, uy, para astig tong physics, ah, masubukan nga. So, yun lang iniisip ko nung nag-start ako mag-aral sa UP. But of course, that whole process, it's a very rigorous process and it really trains you to become, kumbaga, use your critical thinking. Kasi parang a lot of people think that when you get into a science course, it's about, you know, memorizing kung ano yung mga iba-ibang phylum, iba-ibang mga parts ng katawan for biology or sa chemistry, kung ano-ano yung mga chemicals, organic, inorganic. Sa physics, memorizing the formulas to get, you know, the speed, the force, the acceleration. But honestly, it's not that eh. Science is about teaching students the process of understanding how to solve problems. So parang for me, nung natutunan ko na yon, parang actually bumukas yung mundo ko eh. Naisip ko na pwede ko itong i-apply kahit nasaan, parang ganun. So hindi na ako natakot na mag-step into broadcasting. Although, to be honest, sinabi ko nga kanina, parang akala ko mag-stay ako sa academe for a long, long time.
Na diretso master's, doctorate, ganyan.
So tuturo na rin ako.
Parang mahirap din yun. Parang nagtuturo ka rin naman now, but in a different way, in a different manner, di ba?
Oo, totoo. Pero mahirap din ang academe. I have a lot of friends who continued in their academe journey. It's really, gosh, I'm so glad hindi ko tinuloy yun.
Do you remember kung ano yung thesis mo?
Single molecule detection through fluorescence correlation spectroscopy.
Wow! Ang naintindihan ko lang doon, single molecule.
So basically, actually it's a modeling thesis. So gumamit ako ng computer to kind of simulate the process of identifying molecules using a laser. Yun yung ibig sabihin ng fluorescence correlation spectroscopy. So you aim a laser in a sample, in a solution. Tapos pag may dumadaan na molecule doon through random motion, nagigive off siya ng light. Tapos ide-detect yun ng isang sensor. Tapos yung signal na yun, pag na-process sa isang computer, malalaman mo kung anong klaseng molecule yun just based on the signal that it gives. Parang ganun. Something like that.
Wow. Alam mo, Atom, sa isang sagot mo lang na yun, lalo pang lumaki yung fanbase mo. I'm sure parang nag-times 4 pa yung fanbase mo with that answer alone.
Sana lang din nakikinig yung mga dati kong physics professor.
Kasi parang ako, all I know about physics is from Big Bang Theory or Young Sheldon.
Doon naman nagsisimula yan eh.
Pero ang galing, no? And so now, kasi sabi mo, you get to apply a lot of different stuff that you learned, you know, parang siguro the critical thinking process and all that, na-apply mo pa rin in your field now. And you say that you see your friends in the academia, it looks very, very difficult. So it's safe to say that there are no regrets for you, that this is the path that you took.
Oo naman. I'm very lucky. I feel like I'm very lucky that I'm doing something that I really like, something that, you know, I enjoy. I feel like competent at this job naman, and you know, I'm getting paid to do it, so parang and the world needs it. So merong concept sa Japanese, diba, yung ikigai, na parang yung intersection ng apat na bagay na yon. I feel like, you know, yun, I'm very lucky.
So you're knowledgeable in the sciences, and then you're abreast with news and current affairs, obviously. But I remember also that when you were starting in GMA, this is before, huh? I guess that was, baka you were still studying, baka college ka pa noon, you were doing a sports segment. And I remember you were doing a sports segment because you were also an athlete at the time. Tama ba?
Yes, correct.
What is it that you cannot do, Atom? ano yung sport mo? What was your sport?
Malakas na kaloob ko pag may bagong pwedeng subukan. Tira lang ng tira kahit na hindi ba ako marunong. I just figured out later. But when I was in college, so sports is really was a big part of my life. Still is. But I started training for sports when I was very young, like 3 years old. We were already swimming. Natuto kami mag-swim. We were competitive doon sa mga junior division. Pero nung time na yun, for me, laro-laro lang yun eh. Yung sister ko, hardcore, talagang breaker of records. Ako talagang, you know, pangiti-ngiti lang, parang palaro-laro lang sa pool. But eventually, yung aming training sa swimming, nagamit namin siya kasi nung high school ako to college, we decided to get into this emerging sport back then, which is triathlon. Ngayon, sikat na yung triathlon, but nung time na yun, parang hindi ko ma-wrap yung head ko around the concept of mag-swim ka, tapos magbabay ka, tapos tatakbo ka pa. Parang, paano mo naman gagawin yun? So we went to Sobic for one of the competitions. And then I remember thinking, there's no way I can finish this race. Kasi parang each leg in itself, mapapagod na agad ako eh. But that is a testament to sport, the discipline of sport, na I feel like, ano rin, naging malaking influence din sa buhay ko na kahit na mahirap yan, just apply yourself and then just be consistent and just believe in the process and then you'll get there. So, yun, triathlon, ginawa namin yun for a long time. Grabe yun, tuwing summer, walang pahinga, like 6 days a week. Magbabike kami, hundreds of kilometers, tapos swimming hanggang tanghali. So talagang sunog na sunog yung balat ko nun. Tumatakbo mo kami sa UP, sa Academic Oval. Minsan umabot ng hanggang 30 kilometers.
Whoa! Di ba parang 2.2 kilometers lang yung oval?
So mahigit 15 rounds yun. 15 yun, so magtakbo. Grabe. Trauma at ako. Hanggang ngayon, lalo ko pa eh. Pero yun, no, nag-enjoy din ako dun.
Hanggang ngayon ba, nakakasali ka pa?
Hindi na.
Okay. Oh. But you're still active in other sports.
I try to, not as much as I would like, but I try to keep fit in a way, like, you know, konting jog here and there, nag-gym, ganyan, para lang, ano, hindi naman magkasakit.
Baka naman yung konting jog mo, mga 20 kilometers.
Nalain ako ngayon, grabe.
So at least may ano pa rin, my form of exercise. Pero you mentioned na sinasabi mo parang nagsiswimming kami, nagtumatakbo kami. When you say kami, you mean you and your sister?
Yeah. My sister. Okay. And some of my cousins also, tsaka family friend. Meron kaming small team nun.
Oh, okay. Were you very close to your sister growing up?
Yeah. Hanggang ngayon, we did most things together. You know, yun na nga, yung sports. We did swimming together, triathlon together, even platform diving, would you believe?
What? Wow! You know, kaya mo yun, Atom?
I tried it for a summer. Hindi man ako naging magaling, no?
Ay, pero kaya mo yung flip?
Yeah.
Wow!
And then, we also did theater together, yung sister ko, some summers, we would enroll in mga workshops. So yeah, we still am very close with my sister. And I'm very thankful kasi dalawa lang kami. So talagang kailangan talaga ng ganong klaseng support system.
Ikaw ba mas matanda or ikaw ang bunso?
Ako ang bunso.
Ah, okay.
That's the chagrin.
Pero close lang yung age gap.
1.5 years. Pero nung bata kami, grabe yung away namin yan. At natatypical naman ata yun. As in, suntukan levels talaga.
I can imagine kasi 1.5 years lang yung age gap. Yun yung ano eh, pag bata kayo, nakakainis. Pero pag tanda nyo, doon yung ma-appreciate, no?
Sobra. Iniisip ko nga kung kailan nangyari yung transition eh. Kasi parang from worst enemies to best friends eh.
Ay, ang sweet naman. Ang sweet nun ah. But even with your parents, were they like very active? Would they join you in like all these? Parang did you have like a lot of family bonding?
Yung mga activities namin yun, especially training for sports, triathlon, naging bonding activity na rin siya. So both my mom and dad were very supportive. My dad in particular, siya talaga yung taga-drive sa amin. Kunyari, magbabike kami sa, no, sa Rizal yun eh. Usually from Morong Rizal to Real Quezon.
Wow.
Naka-convoy sila sa amin noon the whole way. And then, pagdating sa Quezon, pahinga na kami. So, siya yung magdadrive, pabalik kami, tulog kami dun sa likod ng sasakyan. So, talagang ano, kumbaga, kung hindi dahil sa support at yung pag-push nila sa amin, hindi ko rin magagawa lahat ng yun eh. So, I really owe a lot to my folks. Pero mo, gigising ng maaga, eh yung mga high school pa naman, hirap gisingin, di ba? So, igising ng 5 o'clock, may taga-gising ka. Minsan, siya na rin yung naghahanda ng gamit, lahat ng tubig, yung uniform, yung bike. Talagang sasakay ka na lang sa kotse. I can't imagine the amount of work that required.
Wow, you were juggling a lot pala talaga, no, Atom? Because, so you had your sports and then you had, of course, your academics. I remember you said before that you were also part of the student council, right?
In college, yeah.
So how did you balance all of that?
I don't know, like, parang ano lang eh, I think it just came from the belief. Ano nga ba, parang bata pa lang ako, nagkaroon ako ng idea na you had to be well-rounded eh. I think because of my teachers in Ateneo, I studied in Ateneo grade school, parang merong ganong message sa mga students na parang excellence is not just confined to a singular pursuit of, you know, just being good at one thing, but actually parang, again, being well-rounded. So when I was in UP, parang feeling ko I would miss out on the college experience, college life, kung hindi ako magiging active sa student organizations, tsaka sa student politics. Parang feeling ko hindi, baka hindi maging kompleto yung ano ko, yung UP experience ko. But again, dahil sa experience na yun, ano rin eh, ang dami ko rin natutunan eh. So I'm very thankful. Pinagdaanan ko lahat ng yun.
All 4 years of college ba, you were in the student council?
2 years lang. But when I wasn't in the council, I was very active in other student organizations. Nag-UP Mountain po, nag-football club, paper.
Grabe naman ato. Pati football club.
Oh, well, enjoy it.
Oh, ang dami noon. So, may time ka pa ba mag-girlfriend nung time na yon?
Wala akong girlfriend noon.
Wait, ikaw ba yung student na ano, pag high school prom or graduation ball, yan, pupunta ka?
Oo naman.
Eh, wait, baka naman prom king ka rin, Atom.
Ay, hindi. Pinaka-prom king namin na. Ako na.
Baka may ikaw ay si Mr. Pisay or Mr. Pogi sa school.
Ano, sa college, nagano ako, mutya ng NIP. Mutya ng
wow.
National Institute of Physics. Ano yun? It was a cross-dressing competition, which I won.
I was gonna ask na that. First place?
Of course. Ina-air ko yun.
Wala bang picture yan?
hopefully wala. And then meron yun somewhere floating around the internet.
May YouTube na ba nun?
Wala pa eh. Buti na lang, no?
Swerte, oh, nakaligtas ka pa. Grabe, Atom, this is so amazing. Parang we can spend the entire show just talking about everything you did even before you became a journalist. But, okay, syempre hindi naman pwede. I'm curious also about diba you said na you wanted to take a breather from studying, which is why you started doing television work. Tapos nagtuloy-tuloy na yon. When you first started doing television work, sabi mo you started with the morning show. Were you inclined already to do news or was it just purely lifestyle at that time?
Interesting topics and insightful conversations with one of the country's veteran and most award-winning journalists, Howie Severino. The Howie Severino Podcast was hailed as one of Spotify's best new podcasts and has consistently been one of the top Philippine podcasts since its launch. The Howie Severino Podcast. New episodes streams every Thursday on major streaming platforms.
When you first started doing television work, sabi mo you started with the morning show. Were you inclined already to do news or was it just purely lifestyle at that time?
Alam mo, Pia, nagka-crossroads ako niyan. I remember thinking parang, saan ba pupunta to? Kasi nasa morning show ako, I think for a good 2 years already. Tapos parang isip ko, ano pa ang options? Am I going to be a host, TV host? Forever. That was one path. And then parang, of course, merong path of doing entertainment. I'm not saying, you know, there were offers, but when you're on TV, parang yun yung mga kailangan mong isipin eh. You have to parang figure out what your identity is, what you want to do, what you enjoy. I feel like because of my experience with 5 and Up, because of my experience as a student leader, and you know, as a fan also of documentaries, because I watched a lot of TV back then. Uso pa talaga TV nun, ngayon hindi na masyado, but that day cable TV, you had like 5 channels with different documentary programming. I settled on parang trying to produce stories about real life. So that was the family of news and public affairs. Hindi ko alam what I was getting into, but parang sabi ko, I just wanted to give it a shot. Of course, everything that I learned on the job. Talagang nung first few months, first year, struggle talaga siya. Kasi iba rin eh, yung hindi ko naman alam paano magsulat for TV. Hindi ko naman alam paano mag-voice over, ganun kasimple. But yeah, parang nung medyo nagkaroon ako ng momentum, sabi ko, ito talaga yung gusto ko.
Oh, and would you say that, because I remember in particular, your coverage of Yolanda. I mean, everybody remembers your coverage of Yolanda. Whatever network you were watching, we all knew of your coverage in Yolanda. Was that your first big story?
I think in a way, it's what a lot of people remember from my news gathering days. It wouldn't be a stretch to call it my biggest story to date. But sa totoo lang, I always say, culmination na lang yun ng years. A lot of experience covering extreme weather. Kasi that wasn't the first typhoon I covered. By that time, I could say na medyo veterano na ako sa ganong coverage. Alam ko na kung anong gagawin, kung saan papuesto, paano maghanda, anong logistics. So I think all of those experiences played into to that moment. No? Although, of course, nobody expected that scale. We knew all knew it was going to be a powerful storm, pero no one was prepared for what it actually did, no? Yung impact niya doon sa Eastern Visayas and other provinces. But thankfully, because of that experience, parang we were able to kind of handle it relatively well. And I'm happy that parang people still remember it.
Tama ba yung pagkakaalala ko, Atom? You had a string, di ba? Parang may lubid kayo. Tapos ikaw mismo ang tumutulong sa mga taong makatawid. Tama ba yung pagkakaalala ko?
Oh, you remember that? That's, you're a shark. Kasi hindi ko na nakikita yun online eh. But what happened was, so nagkaroon ng storm surge. And I knew what a storm surge was. Pero ang idea ko ng storm surge from my previous coverage nga, kapag nasa may dalampasigan ka, essentially lumalakas lang yung alon. Tapos medyo, kumbaga parang extreme high tide. So babahain yung mga areas along the coast. But in the case of Tacloban, because it was so low-lying, tsaka sobrang taas ng storm surge, essentially parang binaha yung buong city. So we were all surprised by that. Nung tumingin ako, kasi we were on the third floor, pagtingin ko sa kalsada, lubog na lahat ng sasakyan. So ang I remember thinking, nako, maraming ano nito, matatrap nito, or I hope people are in higher ground. But obviously, a lot of people also didn't expect that. So we ran downstairs, and true enough, people were already kind of nakasabit na sila sa mga lubid. Tapos yung mga malapit dun sa building namin, yun yung tinulungan namin, nagtali kami ng line from the staircase to parang yung sa labas ng pinto. Tapos tinulungan namin yung mga ano, kasi maraming mga mothers eh with their children, didn't know where to go. But yeah, actually that part, hindi na nga part ng coverage yun eh. I think parang yung cameraman ko was, you know, amazing. Naisip niya to kind of take a few shots habang andun siya doon sa staircase. That's why that was recorded. But yeah, parang ano yun eh, yun yung mga moments na talaga nagbablur na yung line between your job as a reporter and your job as a human being. And many times, nagkakaroon ng overlap. The decisions are not hard to make, I feel, because parang you're both a human being and a reporter. So you kind of have to fulfill your obligations to both worlds, di ba?
Hindi ka ba nakakaranas ng takot rin? Kasi di ba, I know sometimes, you know, if the cameras are rolling, it sort of eliminates the fear, for at least for me, ha? Kasi parang I'm thinking, I'm doing my job, the camera's rolling, parang nothing can happen to me while the cameras are rolling. But I mean, in a situation like that, anything can happen. So does the fear ever set in?
It does, but tama ka eh. When the camera's on you, para kang nabibihisan ng some kind of invincibility. And then everything kind of, you get tunnel vision, para nagvivignette ka, you're just doing your job. So alimbawa, nung pag habang nagde-live report kami, parang nasa isip ko lang, I have to get this footage, I have to report at this time, I have to compose my spiel para klaro yung pag-relay ko sa audience, etc., etc. It was only when things started to kind of settle down, when I say settle down, naputol na yung communication eh, so hindi na kami makapag-report. And then mapapaisip ka na, gosh, kung baha dito, malamang baha rin sa hotel. Saan na kami pupunta? Parang ano yun eh, parang nagpatong-patong, kasi pagbaba namin, yung gamit namin sa sasakyan, lahat nasira, nabasa. Tapos parang you look around and then you realize, wow, this is really, really bad. It's so bad in fact that even the team, I'm now worrying about our own safety and survival. Kasi true enough, when we went back to where we were staying, the hotel was devastated. So talagang wala nang nasa front desk. People were milling around. Tapos meron nakakatawang moment eh. I don't usually share this, pero malakas ka sa akin eh. But edi ano, parang dahil sa baha, yung mga packets of food, may mga fruits that are floating around doon sa baha. At yung team ko, minsan, pag nakita nilang lumulutang na prutas, pinupulot na ganun. Eh ako si Mr. ano, parang straight shooter. Sabi ko, huwag niyong kukunin, di sa atin yan. Parang, ano yan, baka merong may-ari niyan. Actually, if you think about it, so dumb. Parang sino pa mag-claim nun? Pero after a while, Pia, talagang kahit kami, talagang naghanap na kami ng ano, ng saan kami pwedeng makakuha ng food. Bakit kami ng buko, puno ng niyog? na parang wala kaming gamit pero buting isa kong kasama. Magaling umakit ng puno ng niyog, no? Kukuha ng niyog, wala kaming bolo. So binabasag namin sa gilid ng kalsada. As in, ano na, parang almost every man for himself eh, in the first few hours. So that's where the fear kind of set in. I think because of the experience and because of the team, you know, parang you become clear-headed eh. And then parang you just decide on what you need to do next.
Is there ever a time, like, syempre pag ganyang matinding coverage, tapos nakababad ka for how many days, di ba? Pagbalik mo, parang kailangan mo ng some sort of pagpag, di ba? Or parang debriefing.
Totoo. Actually, hindi uso dati yung debriefing. Meaning ko, na kahit traumatic yung ibang mga na-cover namin, traumatic events also, mga natural disasters, even conflict, hindi naisip before na kailangan may debriefing eh. But I think Yolanda really changed everything, even for local media. So much so that when we got back from Tacloban, talagang nag-arrange ng ganong klaseng debriefing. And dun ko na-realize, pwede na lang pala may ganito. No? Dapat pala talaga ginagawa siya. Ngayon, para I think we're more aware. Eh. But back then, parang everybody was kind of in the dark about that whole process.
So ikaw ba, when you come from a particularly tough coverage, do you have like a routine? Kailangan mo ba magpamasahe? Kailangan mo matulog? Kailangan mo manood ng sine?
Gosh, good question. I don't realize it, but I think ang stress reliever ko, this sounds so Burgis, pero parang I go for a really good cup of coffee. I have spots around and parang I just sit down in the, no, and observe people. That's how I kind of de-stress. Of course, yung mga typical ano rin, go-to natin, nanonood ng sine. Nag-pandemic eh, so para medyo hindi ko na nagagawa masyado ngayon yon. But of course, streaming is there. You know, your favorite streaming service, you name it. I listen to audiobooks. More than physical books nowadays, but parang from time to time, I also like picking up an actual book to read. Ano pa ba? I listen to a lot of music and I play with our dog. It's just not just my dog, but yung dog ng family. Si Snoopy. Special mention to Snoopy.
Anong pangalan ng dog mo?
Snoopy dapat eh, pero kasi lahat na tumatawag sa kanya. Snoopy. So, pinanindigin na natin. Snoopy na siya ngayon.
Okay, please spell.
Isnoopea.
Okay, so hindi siya Snoopy, is Snoopy. So okay lang, may pagka-Burkis yung pag-coffee, pangalan naman ng aso mo is Snoopy.
Correction, Isnoopy.
Isnoopy.
Snoopy.
Okay na yun. Pwede na. I'm curious also because, syempre, when you're out in coverage, you're in the zone, you're trying to cover. But, syempre, when you're not out for coverage, when you're just out in public, maybe perhaps while having your cup of coffee, di ba? Syempre, nakikilala ka ng mga tao because they see you not just as a journalist but also as a celebrity. Is that hard for you to reconcile? Especially if you're like trying to do a story, a serious story?
Ko ba? Gaya.
Baliktad. Ako yung nagtatanong.
In nowhere first. I understand it. I understand the celebrity side of it, especially working for TV. Nabibihisan talaga tayo ng some kind of mystery. Eh. And I'm the same way din naman eh. Pag nakakita ko ng mga napapanood ko lang sa TV, tapos, uy, see, ganun yun ah. Uy, artista, di ba? Kahit naman ako eh, naaliw din ako. So I understand it, the fascination. But at the same time, parang incongruent siya with how I feel about myself. Kasi parang ako, parang I also don't know how to act. And I think some people don't necessarily get that. And I have to remind myself that people can't read my mind, di ba? So you have to be a good example, you have to be accommodating, etc., etc. But yeah, ako nagugulat pa rin ako minsan. It's very flattering when people recognize me. But as an introvert, there are moments that you really just want to kind of space out. You just want to stare into space and just parang decompress. But, you know, it's part of the job eh. So kailangan ano ka lang din, aware ka sa ganung people do recognize you and they watch what you do.
Yes, exactly. But di ba you said you were trying to choose between being a TV host, this is after college, between being a TV host or doing the news. How about entertainment? Was that ever an option for you? Is it true that they were Mr. M was asking you to be, I don't know, part of the entertainment industry? Tama ba yon?
Sino nagsabi nito? Feeling ko,
My phone-in message, phone-in question.
I don't want to misrepresent what they wanted time na yon. So it's better to ask them. But I remember, ito high school pa ako, I was invited to audition for a program on TV. But it's really entertainment. It was a teleserye, if I remember correctly. I don't recall which particular one. Pero kahit noon, nakafeel ako ng discomfort. Parang feeling ko, maniwala kayo at sa hindi, mahiyahin talaga ang tao. Parang yung idea of acting, although I had some experience when I was a kid, pero that was just theater, parang na-overwhelm ako doon. Tsaka pag pinapanood ko yung buhay ng mga artista, parang feeling ko hindi ko rin kakayanin. I went through the motions because I was also kind of interested in it anyway. But when it came to decision time, I think what clinched it is I didn't want to have to stop studying kasi feeling ko baka umabot sa ganung point na kailangan kong pumili between doing a show and finishing my studies in Pisay. So sabi ko, kung talagang ito ang gusto kong gawin, baka kahit after college na lang. Pero hindi na rin ako ever bumalik.
Wait, so you're a self-proclaimed introvert? I wouldn't have thought kasi na that you're introvert. Kasi syempre pag nag-usap tayo, di ba, parang you don't naman really keep to yourself. Or it takes a while ba for you to warm up?
I think it's very fashionable nowadays to call yourself an introvert. But I knew already way back that I had that kind of tendency. Kasi I get tired very easily when I'm interacting with people. And I get overwhelmed, especially when it's a party, it's a big crowd. Before, I couldn't understand it. Parang bakit ako, all of a sudden, I wanted to hide in the bathroom or I wanted to leave and not say goodbye to anyone. Things like that, no? I don't believe that people are like divided between introverts and extroverts. Baka masyadong simplistic yun. I think all of us have some introverted quote-unquote tendencies and extroverted tendencies. I think that because of my job, parang natuto na rin ako paano makitungo, essentially. Some people say there are extroverted introverts, pero parang for me, medyo convoluted na yan. Parang marunong lang talaga akong makitungo sa mga tao. And I'm also very interested in people anyway. So I like talking to people. I like asking them about what they're interested in and, compare obsessions and things like that. So I think that helps a lot.
So in a party, ikaw ba yung unang uuwi? Hindi naman.
Hindi naman. Pero sobra akong hirap sa small talk, lalo na nung simula. I don't know what to say. Tsaka nauutal talaga ako literally.
Ah.
Especially when I meet somebody famous. Hindi ko pa ganito. Like parang, shucks, I'm normally engaging and cool. Bakit parang, what to say? I don't know how to answer questions. I feel like a lot of listeners can relate. Tapos pag-uwi mo sa bahay, I should have said this, I should have been, I should have done that, things like that. No? Pero pag nakilala ko na, medyo okay na.
So nasa starstruck ka rin?
Oo naman.
Sige nga, kanino ka na starstruck?
Recently?
Recently, or yung pinaka-starstruck ever?
Mga artista in general. So, kaya nga sabi ko kanina, naintindihan ko yung fascination eh. Kasi kahit ako dahil sa napapanood ko sa TV, kahit ka mga journalist nung una ko lumipat sa GMA, nung una kong nakilala sila, no, Sir Mike, even Tita Mel, and Vicky sa 24, pag kunyari kailangan ako mag-pinch it. So baka kaya ang kabado, parang napapanood ko lang sila sa TV. Classic eh, di ba? Tapos ngayon kasama ko na.
Actually, si Tita Mel hanggang ngayon kinakabahan ako. Di ba? Nakaka-star. Kasi there are some people also who have such a presence about them na you can't help but be parang super in awe of them when you're with them.
Absolutely.
But you don't realize, Atom, na ganun din ang mga effect mo sa ibang tao.
Maybe. So parang, I understand it. I think parang what some people don't realize, I guess, is parang we're also interested about them. Like, ang go-to ngayon is, let's take a picture together. Let's take a selfie together, etc. But more often than not, what I appreciate is when I get to talk to them. Like, they ask about something. We find the common interest as well. Siyempre, hindi madali yon kapag mga chance encounter lang. But yeah, na-enjoy ko yon kapag may mga bago ako nakikilala.
Alam mo kung sino ganyan? Si Howie. Ang galing ni Howie. Pag may nagpa-picture sa kanya, hindi pwedeng basta picture lang. Makikipagkwentuhan siya dun sa nagpa-picture sa kanya. As in, tatanong niya, how are you? What's your name? What do you do? Where are you from?
So yan.
Diba? Very engaging.
I should learn.
Oh, ako rin. Kasi sometimes, diba, parang we don't always ask the right questions or enough questions. So yeah, it's something to keep in mind. But so you said, Atom, that you have always been an introvert, right? So
yes.
Paano yan? Ang iniisip ko is, no high school ka, nung college ka, paano ka maliligaw kung introvert ka?
Eh, kaya nga hindi ako nanligaw eh.
So in other words, ikaw yung niligawan.
Or me. yung half ligaw, kunwari hindi talaga ligaw, pero yun na rin yun. I think yan eh, parang uso sa mga Pinoy yan eh, di ba? Actually, marami nga nagre-reklamo dyan eh, yung hindi klaro sa intentions nila. Ako, guilty as charged, especially when I was a lot younger in college.
In other words, in today's parlance, situationship, ganon.
Iba naman yung situationship. Yung situationship, parang talagang, parang kayo na, pero hindi.
Ah, so ano yung sa'yo?
Yung makikipagkaibigan ka lang, parang you want to get their attention, ganon. Baka maging friends kayo, pag friends na kayo, baka parang, diba?
Baka Wait, so wala ka naging girlfriend ng high school or college?
Wala. Isip ako, no? Wala.
Kasi hindi ko ma-imagine si Atom torpe.
Torpe, pero at the same time, dami ko rin namang ibang ginagawa eh. Para hindi ko rin, wala rin ako masyadong idle time, so okay lang.
But ganun, no? Kung sino pang gwapo siya pa torpe.
Wow. Thank you, ha?
Lakas mo sa akin, Atom. Ito, may phone-in question ulit ako. Okay. Alam mo na kung kanina to galing.
Feeling ko.
Feeling mo, alam mo na. Paki-describe daw ang dream girl ni Atom. Ano man dream girl ni Atom?
Ano ba yan? Alam mo, ngayon?
Yung pang-matagalan na dream.
Pang-matagalan?
Hindi yung hindi yung pang-one date lang. Yung pang-matagalan.
Alam mo.
Dito ka lang na stomp.
Kasi nga mahirap eh. I think what I find attractive, especially, at this stage of my life, yung mga tao na, very passionate about something and it's infectious and yung kilala na nila yung sarili nila and people who are really kind, you get an understanding kung ano yung genuine kindness eh, lalo na kapag mas may edad ka na, hindi na yung beyond the facade or parang yung makapakitang tao, you get an understanding for sino yung mga may true empathy, yung kahit mukhang masungit sa labas, parang yung nakatago yung pagiging pusong mamon, yung mga ganyan. What else? Somebody who's really curious about the world. Feeling ko kasi pag ganun, ang daming yung pwedeng pag-usapan eh. Tapos ang daming yung pwedeng gawin together. Yun. Feeling ko yun.
Alam mo, Atom, I really believe that the kindest, most passionate, most curious people are journalists.
Yes! Alam na.
Pero dahil malakas ka sa akin, I will leave it at that.
Alam na alam kung saan papunta eh.
I will leave it at that dahil malakas ka sa akin. So sige, eto na lang. Because you were so kind as to tell us what your dream girl is, I move on to an easier question. Tell us na lang about your dream story. What would your dream story or dream coverage be? And that's my last question for you.
Ang hirap din ng mga ganyang tanong. Nahirapan ako sa ganyang questions. Kasi ngayon parang, I enjoy doing so many different stories. Siguro kung a general family of stories that I want to do, thorough investigative stories about the environment. I feel like we need more of that, especially for the Philippines. We're so blessed with so many natural resources, parang you wouldn't believe, especially when you talk to foreigners na galing sa ibang bansa na hindi tulad ng Pilipinas na ang daming magagandang beach, ang daming isda, ang daming mga puno, ang daming prutas, and all of that. Very, very bountiful. But unfortunately, there's so many problems attached to it, social, political, and moving forward, especially with what's happening in the world, climate crisis, etc. It's going to be one of, if not the biggest challenge of our times. So I want to apply myself in that area. Talagang understand what the problems are and hopefully finding solutions in a thorough manner. Hindi lang yung parang surface level na ang ganda ng beach na to pero may basura. Pero parang ano ba yung mga nasa likod nun? Paano natin pwede baguhin yan? Sobrang sexy ng sagot ko pero yun talaga.
Hindi, okay yun. I totally understand. How about a dream interviewee? Meron din ba?
Dream interviewee?
International? Local?
Naisip ko na yan eh kasi it keeps getting brought up. Pero
yeah, because it's always asked.
Pero nalimutan ko na. Maybe somebody like, you know, like Christopher Nolan. I'm a fan of his work. I like how he thinks. That would be a swell interview, I think.
Galing ah. Based on our conversation, Adam, your interests are so varied, which means you're also a naturally curious person. And that's why it's seen in your storytelling, di ba? Parang ang gaganda ng mga story na nilalabas mo kasi lahat to interesting for you.
Oo, doon naman nagsistart eh. You have to be interested in it so you can make it interesting for others.
Exactly, exactly. Kasi ikaw yung magkukwento, so dapat interesado ka dun sa kwento.
Yeah.
Yay! Nako, Atom, thank you so much for being our surprise guest on our 100th episode. It's such a huge honor to have you on the show.
Thank you for being kind, Pia.
Kasi alam mo kung bakit? Kasi alam ko magkikita pa tayo mamaya eh. Baka hindi mo na ako pansinin. But no, thank you, Atom. Thank you so much. And of course, congratulations again on your most recent NYF win, New York Festival win. Congratulations. Before we leave, maybe just a parting message from you for all your supporters, people who listen to you, who admire your storytelling, and who want to find you on social media.
Well, una, thank you so much for watching our documentaries, the Atom Araujo specials, Eyewitness. And watching the newscast, State of the Nation. I wouldn't be able to do all of this without you, without the audience. And I feel like it's a privilege to do what I do. So thank you for the trust. Social media, I'm on X, formerly Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. I have 2 Instagram accounts. Daming time, no? Hindi ako TikTok, pero halos di ko ginagamit. But yeah, thank you. And I hope to see everyone online sometime.
Thank you, Atom!
Tamat!
This surprise was planned by the team of Nikki Del Mundo and Aubrey De Los Reyes, edited by Shirley Paghiligan with the amazing people of GMA Integrated News. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Till the next surprise!